Beloved of God, it's the third week of Lent. And on this Monday, we ask for God's love and mercy as we sign ourselves by that which gives us life and pray, we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Psalm 104, Great and All-Powerful. O Lord, how great and powerful you are, and how beautiful is the world you created for our habitation. Even before Adam was brought forth from the dust, or Eve from Adam's rib, you prepared for them a place in which to live and grow.
And everything they saw around them reflected the beauty and power of the living God. There was clean air, pure water from snow-capped mountains. The skies shone with a million lights, and the land brought forth flowers and fruits.
And every part of the land and the waters that covered the earth, and the skies that look down on the land, were filled with amazing forms of life. The world was vibrant and alive.
But it was only upon the heart of human creatures that you imprinted your image. And these creatures, in their short stay on this world, were appointed to be your co-workers. Your creative activity has never ceased. It continues in and through their lives.
O Lord, how great and all-powerful you are, and how beautiful is the world you created for our habitation. May we always honor and care for it, and so give you thanks.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Our reading today is taken from Psalm 42, the second and third verses. As the deer longs for streams of water, so my soul longs for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, the living God. When can I enter and see the face of God? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, one of the translations for this psalm, instead of as the deer longs for streams of water, is as the deer pants for streams of water. And like the deer that pants for running waters, this is something that we need. We really do have a human need and desire to be in touch with something greater than ourselves. Whether it be through our prayer or meditation, This phrase serves as a reminder that we are all connected by something deeper than what meets the eye. We really do need a little self-reflection, so we can pause and consider, do we take time each day to quiet ourselves enough so that God may come near to us? Or have other things taken precedence over making space in our lives where God can refresh us spiritually? I'm wondering what kind of things make us drift away from God. Perhaps it's an out-of-control schedule. That happens to some of us where we start adding things to our calendar, and pretty soon we don't have any time. We're doing too much. You know, if we desire to walk closely with God, you know, one of the things I'm always harping on is making sure we have time. We need time so that we can come closer to God and get our running water and get our drink and spend a little bit of time. Well, turning back to this psalm, God is the one that we need to flee towards. He has the saving drink, the saving life that we need, lest we be destroyed by all of those things in this life and in this world that we run towards instead of to Him. What would our lives be like if we got that interested in God? I just wonder. So, my friend, find time, find the occasion, find the momentum to turn and flee to God and pant for running waters, the divine life that we need within us.
For our general intention today, let us pray for those who are dealing with toxic relationships and situations in their life. Along with all of our other needs and prayers, let us go before the Lord and pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Bless and protect us, O Lord, as we make our prayer to you. Graciously give us all that we need, that we may find solace in this life, that we may reach one day the good things to come in your kingdom. This we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us conclude our prayer today with the Mary Prayer.
We fly to your protection, O Holy Mother of God. Beneath your compassion, hear our petitions and rescue us from all temptation. O glorious and blessed Virgin Mary. Amen.
If you prayed with us yesterday for breaking open the Word, Father Ron invited us to carve out 8 to 10 minutes with Jesus at the well each day this week. Remember those beautiful words, draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. So just go to our app welcome screen or app blog each day, and you will see the well. If you'd like some soft music during your time with Jesus, that's the place to find it. I've got to say, I'm really loving our Lenten plan this year of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And the best part is that we're doing it together. Thank you. Okay, thanks for joining us in prayer today. Do take good care of yourself and one another, and we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.